This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so let's get into the issue from Ohio.
Kristen, come on back.
I just realized as that came out. We just dealt with the issue from Ohio. The other issue from Ohio. I don't even know where to start with the fish cheating scandal. I don't take part in fishing competitions at all, but is cheating rampant in fishing tournaments?
You had that crowd upset. So their reaction,
that level of anger,
makes it seem like a line was crossed. I mean, they were saying, call the cops.
They definitely wanted the cops called. How about when they cut the fish open and they start taking out the lead weights?
It is a dramatic reveal.
But is that like for example, I don't follow fishing tournaments at all. The only one I can think of two fishing tournaments. One is like the Bassmaster Pro.
Or Classic, whatever
or
it is.
Whatever it's called. And the other one is that big one that takes place in Ocean City. What is that one?
Where Jordan always is.
Jordan's boat is always there. Yes. White marlin, blue marlin, whatever it is.
Yeah, the open, yeah.
But, I mean, obviously there's fishing tournaments all around the country. Is cheating rampant?
And people just get away with it? Like, what led them to suspect that this guy had cheated?
I did not see that other than, well, don't they weigh the fish at the end?
Yeah, that's how you win,
they
right?
They weighed them with the lead.
Right, so they weigh the fish. The only thing that I can think of is, I was talking to Menino yesterday, mm-hmm. celebrity chef Steve Menino. I was talking to him yesterday, and he was like, listen, I can't tell you to the pound, but you hold up a fish, I'll come pretty goddamn close to what it weighs.
He can eyeball it?
Yeah. But I mean, he's a chef and right. has been his whole life. So he knows this size fish and that kind of fish is going to weigh, give or take, whatever.
I feel like that's one of the challenges you always see on like Hell's Kitchen in the beginning, where you have to take like, maybe it's ground beef or something, whatever. And it's like, eyeball it. See how close you get.
Right.
So for a chef to be able to nail it, and someone so well-traveled as Steve, I would expect him, I think, to be able to nail it.
To be very close.
Yeah.
So isn't that the case of what happened here, where, like, they hung up that walleye, and some guy was like, uh-uh, no way. No way.
Where's your crown now?
And that it just...
That was my favorite part in the whole video. Well, and all the cursing.
The cursing is great. No, you can't. The cursing is fantastic. Telling the people to back up is great. Like, they're ready to go after these guys. Like, they're literally ready to go after them. They were, and they were like, they wanted them to take their boat. Like, they wanted them to take everything.
But that's the thing. We need sort of a timeline. Because they had already won, correct?
They were the
favorites.
And
they were disqualified?
Yeah.
Or had they won previous tournaments? And this exposed them for other past wins.
I think the latter. I think they were the favorites to win this. Mm-hmm. Also, can I, one other thing, like the lead weights are funny to me. Like that, You know what?
Wow, that's kind of smart.
Right? Like, that's got some weight. What are itty-bitty little fish fillets going to do inside the fish?
Well, it's not such obvious cheating.
It's also not heavy.
That's true, but
like,
I mean,
heavy. Like, you got to shove a lot of fillets in there in order for it to be something. There's also something a little gross about putting fillets inside of a fish.
Okay. Fish like, are gross. Go ahead.
No. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're putting its own thing in it. Like, that seemed
it's
a little.
Like cannibalism?
A little bit. Like, I did. Like, I felt bad. Like, I felt bad about the lead weights, but I was like, ugh, like, you're doing that. Like, that's gross.
Because what was the story?
But I do believe, to answer your question, they had won a lot of tournaments, and they were the favorites going into this.
I see.
So I think the exposure is for all of the previous, how many people have they swindled out of this because they won previous tournaments?
And are these well-known anglers?
I think in Ohio, yes. Like, I think they do the Ohio circuit.
When everyone was shouting, you should go to jail, they were like, lock them up.
Right.
Lock them up. Where people like, oh my God, blah, blah, and blah, blah, could get arrested for this.
I think they do the Ohio circuit. And I think you would only know them if you follow fishing. I don't think they supersede the sport.
Because the other thing that we've learned in the past with fishing tournaments, and it just played out
recently. Oh, my God. There are so many people that know about fishing tournament rules. I'm sorry.
It just played out again in a new story. The polygraph that you take at many of these tournaments when you're done. And the new story, and I don't know all the details, but it was something to do with a competitor failing it, and he blamed being drunk
on
failing the polygraph test.
Past subsequent tests.
Did these guys have a polygraph attached to this scandal or not in this tournament?
You have to polygraph this tournament?
No, but had they failed one and then everyone marched over to their catch and they were like, let's just start cutting them open.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Did the reveal come after the lie detector test?
Or did somebody just go up there and just start slicing or filleting?
No, I think,
did they Chris Vaughn all
think,
the fish?
I think Menino looked at it and was like, that ain't right. That ain't right. Cut it open. And by the way, that is the term angry mob doesn't do these guys justice. Like, honestly, I think that if it weren't for like the tournament direct, like if they would have gotten away with it, these guys would have been beat in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Like they get after it. But I'm with Diane. When I first saw it, I was like, damn, lead weights, bro. That's pretty smart.
But then at the same thought, I was like, that's not my world. People have probably been doing this for centuries.
No, probably. No, you're probably right. This is probably, like, at some point, somebody went, oldest trick in the book.
Right. What are you doing?
That first moment in the clip where the gentleman in the all-over print sweatshirt, he is almost like an umpire tossing someone from a game. Is he just finger wagging, or is that where the moment of DQ actually came?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you know talk about that? Like,
yes.
He's like in his face. Do you know? Can you picture the sweatshirt?
What's the best part of that video though?
Where's your crown now? No, you think it's when they're pulling the
lead weights out of there, and then you hear him clunk into the into the milk or into the jug. Line 7. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hi, this is me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Derek from Kansas City. How you doing?
Hey, Derek, I'm doing great. What can I do for you, sir?
Good, man. Hey, you guys were talking about the fishing tournament and why they put the fillets in the fish with
right.
the weight.
Yes.
So the theory is that they put the fillets in there between the weight so that they didn't clank when they weighed the fish. They wouldn't get caught.
So the fillets, you know what? Thank you. So the fillets aren't for weight.
It's to muscle.
It's to prevent them. Essentially, it's like when the movers put a big pad on your dresser. It's just to keep the lead weights from clanking into each other. Oh, you know what? I'm actually happy to know that. Oh, I learned something today.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it adds weight, but I'm sure it was for that too.
Have you seen this before? Are you an angler?
No, I don't fish much at all, but I was talking to my stepdad about it last night, and he fishes a lot, and he said that's probably why they did it.
You know what? That's smart. That's smart. All right. Very good. Thank you, sir. Thank you, my friend. Would you have guessed that?
No.
No.
I thought it was. I do. By the way, for the fish's sake, can you wrap the balls in something that aren't, or the weights in something that's not the actual animal that you're shoving
it
in?
That's the one sticking point that bothers you.
Diane, it's so bothered me. You have no idea. Yes, Tyler.
Meredith says it was the size of the fish and then what the scale was reading.
There you go. Menino was right.
That got the crowd riled up.
Menino was right.
I guess you can hear in one of the videos someone yelling, "No way that fish is that heavy." And RDZ writes, "The guy cutting the fish open is the promoter."
Oh, really?
Mm.
Oh, he had to feel horrible. His whole tournament then is there he is.
So this is
the promoter.
No, that's Jake. Isn't that one of the guys accused?
Oh, yes.
Who, but it's a duo. Who's his partner? Chase? Was it Chase?
Chase Kaminsky, yes. And Jake,
yes.
Runyon.
Yes.
Who's the guy in the sandals?
The sandals?
Yeah, like you see his toes all throughout when they start cutting open the fish.
Oh, so that's probably the promoter.
Yeah, that has to be him. How that all because Menino was yelling, "That walleye don't weigh that much." Line 4. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Elliot.
Hey, who's this?
It's Jeremy.
Hey, yes, Jeremy. What can I do for you?
These guys are actually being looked at for a couple of past tournaments for they think they've done the same thing.
But even if that's the case, I would believe they've cheated now all the time. But how would they, how do you go back and prove history?
The pictures of the fish. I mean, that's how they got caught. You know, when they were holding that fish up there, they said that there's no way that fish weighs that much. It's not big enough. And that's what got them caught. It's using a small bass. It was too small for the weight that it was.
Right. So they'll go back.
Anybody
now.
Anybody that fishes constantly.
Right.
Yep. And go back and look at pictures and see. You know, if that's a small fish, there's no way it weighed 10 plus pounds or whatever their weight was.
And so did they just take those balls and just shove them down the fish's mouth?
Pretty much. They're just a little round sinker. That's what you use for fishing. They're just the fishing weights. Instead of putting them on the line, put them in the belly.
Fish. They look so big coming out of the fish. They look so big.
They're 1 ounce weights. They're really not that big.
Oh,
they're
really?
Maybe the tip of your thumb.
Don't they look so much bigger in the video?
They look like cannonballs.
Yeah, in the video. In the video, cannonballs. Thank you, sir.
It's because you're imagining it being shoved down the fish's throat.
Because when that promoter just slices the belly open and just grabs him, and everybody in the crowd like, yeah! You're like, oh, my God. But I bet there's nothing you could do about past history or the past tournaments.
Yeah, it says here that, let's see, there was something here about, so Lute is like Lake Erie Walleye Trail, I believe.
Okay.
Questions are now being raised about other tournaments the pair have won in the past. They've already claimed several first place prizes and earned a considerable sum of money in various Lute events, including the 2021 championship. They did get DQ'd from a $100,000 prize at
Why?
The Lake Erie Fall Brawl last year.
For what?
Let me keep reading. It doesn't say, just says they were DQ'd. I don't know why.
Well, that could have been anything.
Well, can't you get nailed
lie detected?
Also, if you like fish beyond the time, there's a lot of rules.
Yeah, no. Well, the
if you cast too early.
But if you go back to the and I wish I could remember where it was. I want to say it was out of New York. The guys who failed the lie detector test, didn't they, weren't they accused of hoarding a fish that they caught not during like fishing times?
Fishing times. We've been fishing since all the way back.
No,
since
like the,
hunting
like
times.
From opening whistle to closing whistle.
They
caught the fish out of time, and so they had to take the lie detector test. Also, I still can't believe you take a lie detector test for a fishing tournament.
Because lie detectors are easy to beat?
Falsify?
I passed one as a teenager. and I was embezzling.
So what do they do? Lifetime ban for these fishermen?
The 2 months. I saw a jockey push another jockey off a horse. They only got 2 months. Yeah, I don't. Well, these guys will get beat
up on
the water.
But all you think of is
they'll get beat up on the water.
They've cheated their whole careers.
Right. Well, they cheated people out of money.
Yeah.
They were going to call the police.
You know what this needs, this tournament?
What's that?
Roger Maris Jr.
The
And it was out of, it was Montauk, Edward
Polder. There
Polder,
it is. Yes.
Who,
look at the size of that fish.
Said he was drinking like a fish in celebration of his giant big eye tuna. And he's now suing Tri-State tournaments.
He failed the lie detector test.
Right. Different story, but again, you had this polygraph administered.
The angling community is rife with cheating. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
This me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Brad in Kansas City.
Hey, Brad. Yes, what can I do for you, sir?
I was just going to say that the tournaments like this are like the fishing PGA. I don't know how big this tournament specifically was.
Right.
But this is, you know, as big or bigger than that guy painting the face of his golf club.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. I remember that. Olathabel?
No, it was not.
I think it was.
No.
Sergio Garcia?
No, it was. You're in the wrong part of the world.
Another try.
I'm out.
Oh, damn it. I'm going to have to look. I don't recall.
Please do. Oh, please do. John Daly. Damn it.
It's Hideki Matsuyama.
That's it. Yep. That's it. All right. Very good. Very good. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Kristen says line four. Oh, wait. Yes, Tyler.
RDZ follows up with, in the 80s, there was a bass tourney where a duo was stuffing dead gizzard shad into the fish. Problem was, there were no natural gizzard shad in that lake. One bass had 20 plus fish in its gut.
Aha!
Where's your crown now?
And Tank says it doesn't even matter that it looked like it may weigh an ounce or two less. He says you go from teams that have a 16-pound haul to this team that has like 33 pounds. Like red flags, I guess, surrounded this duo.
Line four. They were the favorites, though. They were the favorites. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
How are you, Elliot?
Good. Who's this?
This is Brian from New York. How you doing?
Hey, Brian. I'm doing great. What can I do for you, sir?
There's so many different ways that these people cheat during tournaments. I've fished in probably 100 different tournaments. One of the best ones is you got pros and you got amateurs in a boat. The pro actually tied up fish underwater to a log that he caught 2 days prior. And while me in the back of the boat, he tried to pull the fish off the log like he just caught him. And then you got the greatest bluefish tournament on earth. There's this family that's in on Long Island. It's, you know, it's a $20,000 to the winner. So it's strife with, you know, people trying to cheat. They failed 3 lie detectors because they were fishing out of bounds. They went to another state and caught the fish and brought them back.
I've always loved
then you got
the
another
name
one where they got, then you got another one where they had these big makeshift live wells where they would go out, say it's like a fluke tournament, saltwater fish. They would keep the fish alive for 3 days in the well. And you could see that it's been alive because it's been beating the hell out of itself while it's been in the well. It's all bruised up. It's all red. And they get busted for that, too. Then you got other guys that they say that they catch too many winners, so then they balk them from the tournaments. It's crazy what goes on out there.
Call the cops.
That's great.
Back up! Where's the crown now? So is the
reaching down into the water and coming out with 3 fish on a rope is a little much.
So is the lie detector thing, like, is that pretty common at fishing tournaments?
Yeah, and anything that's made, there's a lot of money. I mean, when you get away from like the shores, you know, in their landlocked states where they ain't got no ocean, that is what these people do. I mean, you'll get 10,000 people that'll show up for a weigh-in.
Right. Well, though, that's true. Like that blue marlin or the white marlin thing, the one that Jordan does every year. That's a just the weigh-in is a massive, massive party. Massive party.
Yes. Correct. And a lot of money at stake. So anything that has anything, you know, above a couple $100, it usually has a lie detector, and you usually have someone else in the boat with you that will rat you out if you do something, hopefully.
I want to see some fish get pulled out of the live well where it's just beat to hell.
It happens. Believe me, I've seen it, and everybody's yelling. It's the same thing. It's almost like they're going to get lynched. You know, us fishermen are a little bit unsavory. We don't like to put up with that crap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.